here. Now, let's start off with a couple of fantastic statues that are here in the Loggia dei Lanzi. This is this building just in front of us, originally built in the 14th century as a kind of meeting place and then eventually an open air museum. Now, this actually dates to the late 1500s. So later than the heyday, if you like, but still the heyday of Florence. And this was created by somebody who was not a Florentine. This was Jean de Boulogne. He came from Belgium and he spent most of his career here in Italy, and he became known as Gian Bologna. And Gian Bologna is the person who, in terms of art, sits somewhere between Michelangelo, a great artist of the Renaissance, the great sculptor of the Renaissance, and Bernini, who was the great sculptor in Rome. 1600, sorry, in Rome. And this is a late Renaissance. And when we talk about late Renaissance, we're really talking about a period which is often called the Mannerist period. Now, this is when Gian Bologna wanted to really, really show off. This is his masterpiece, because he said, if Michelangelo can create the Pietà in Rome, which is two figures out of a block of marble, I can create three. And this is a period when he was showing off, this very serpentine in style, and also lots and lots of movement and lots of energy in it. Can you see that? And also you can see something from all sides. Now, this really, really was very, very relatively new, and it was something that Gian Bologna was very well known for. And we can't see it from this side, but actually there is one point here where that man is actually holding on to the woman's thigh, and you can even see the imprint of his hand on the woman's thigh, and that is said to have influenced Bernini down in Rome. So a wonderful statue. It's called The Rape of the Sabine Women, and it's all about the foundation of Rome, Romulus and Remus, and in Rome they needed women in order to enhance their, well, they needed women in order to grow their community. And that's the reason why they ran off with these Sabine women. Now, just alongside that is another wonderful masterpiece. And forgive me for enthusing so much about art, but this is Cellini's Perseus. And Perseus, who famously cut off the head of the Medusa. Now, this was created about middle of the 1500s. And this is created by somebody called Benvenuto Cellini. And Cellini thought that he was a great master. He thought he was, you know, taking over from Michelangelo. And he decided to do something very, very clever, because bronze had not been worked in for about 50 years. It had kind of fallen out of fashion. And he decided to create this amazing bronze. And he did it using what's called the lost wax method. The lost wax method, what that means is, basically what happens is you create the statue, you create the mold around the statue, and then what you do is you fill the mold with wax, and then you create another, a bit complicated. Basically, what you've got is you heat the wax until all the wax disappears and your mold is empty, yeah? And then you pour in the bronze. But the bronze has to be incredibly, incredibly hot. And Cellini was showing off. He said, I can do this all in one piece. Never been done before. He said, I can do it all in one. And look at the detail in there. This is where all the bronze needed to arrive, and all these little crevices and all these little various different detailed areas. And he had to pour the wax in when it was really, 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 really hot, so that it would get to the to all of those edges. Nobody thought he could do it. At one point, they thought that the bronze was starting to clot, and Cellini got very, very upset, and he started throwing wood onto the fire. In fact, he even started chopping up furniture in order to heat the fire, in order to make sure the bronze was hot enough. And this is what he ended up with, this absolutely fantastic masterpiece, and he achieved what he wanted to.